Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're going to get to some Niners talk, faux show.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, crossover time.
Yeah.
Willard and Dibbs in the house.
I got to start it, guys. Real quick, Steiny just went off on LeBron's stunt from, with the Hennessy. Yeah, it was a tease, but Chewy's World's coming for me. Goo, you're such a people pleaser. You won't rip them. It was a bad idea. No, we all know it was. It was cringeworthy, but my point is Bron off the court is the man. But that was just par for the course. He's at the end.
I didn't even see it. What did he do? I mean, I heard about it, but I didn't watch
it. He's teaming up with Hennessy, but the night before, everybody thought he was going to retire. Yeah. That's all. He teasing that.
He'll never be Steph Curry off the floor.
You know, he won't be.
Well, who is?
Yeah, nobody will be.
Here's Open his new restaurant, too.
Here's my question about LeBron. Why? That was a good one.
Yeah, thank you. Feliciano or Guru?
Both.
Yeah, thank you.
When LeBron does little stuff, we get very, very offended and mad at it. Do you know what I mean? Like the stuff we rip LeBron about is like, you annoyed us with how you.
Because he went in a lab in a room and concocted it. That's how I feel.
Okay, but of all the things that athletes are doing wrong, we're out here.
Oh, okay, and that's my thing.
Mad at LeBron because of a Hennessy partnership.
But I'm not. Steiny's really mad.
Do you know what I mean?
I'm not. That's why I was
hate LeBron.
Yeah,
but like you're cool with Tyreek Hill.
Yeah,
You know what I mean? And I get he's a bigger name. He's maybe the biggest name. I don't know. Yeah. I've always wondered that. Like, why with LeBron? Like, be annoyed by it, but brush your shoulder off. Like, come on, man. Like, whatever.
I mean, do what you do. Yeah. And I know that LeBron right now is probably thinking about, oh, boy, you know, you got all these kids and you're near the end. You probably need to make a little bit more money to make ends meet. LBJ, that overhead, quietly. And, he's staring down the barrel of Medicaid, right? So you got to go out there and make that chicken. I get it, LBJ.
Yeah, I'm not incensed. It was stupid.
Here was one thing that went through my head when y'all were talking about it the day that it happened. The Hennessy thing, stupid. And there was some sort of comment about Steph Curry would never, right? So what do we all think about that putt-putt show?
I loved it.
Okay.
See, and then
that is actually
you love golf,
but hold on,
that's different.
Why is it different?
Because there are fans. LeBron's got young fans who, when he does this, they actually are affected by it, and because they think he's going to retire. He was going to announce his retirement or that it was something like really important.
I mean, if you're affected by that. Steph has never been like, ooh, we got a thing coming out at 5 o'clock.
The kids are going to be fine, Steiny.
You know
they might have thought he was going to retire, is what I'm saying.
No, but the narcissism is just next level. It just that's all. It's
our new world.
I'm going to play a dumb joke on the world that's dumb, not funny, and not clever. It's self-serving.
But I think you only think that because it's LeBron.
Yeah, right, man.
Yeah, like my gosh, if we want to go into the celebrity world and point out self-promotion and narcissism, my God, like tell me where the hell does that not exist?
And there you go. How about this? That's true. I didn't even think about
Travis
this.
Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. Oh, you're my, cool.
That's
give
love.
Give me a barf bag.
It is love.
That's love, dog.
I'm not talking about their relationship. Yeah. I'm talking about the way that this has all been presented.
It's sickening to me.
And it has built the Kelce podcast into being the biggest damn thing on the internet right now, which is fine. Great. Promote your stuff.
But that doesn't get you upset like that type stuff.
First of all, the media follows around Kelce and Taylor Swift more than they seek out the limelight. That's the way I look at that.
That's fine. They don't follow LeBron?
No, they do.
Give it to us.
People were buying overpriced tickets.
To what?
To like the Lakers' last home game.
They weren't to Taylor Swift's The Eras Tour?
I'm talking about LeBron.
Right, and I'm making all kinds of comps of the same type of people who don't bother everybody. Like, that's what I'm saying. I don't know why does this bother everybody? Guy's promoting something. Who the hell isn't?
And that's where I'm at.
Well, try new vodka. Cheers.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You got me.
He may have hit it out.
I don't know. Like, I'm just not bothered by it. Like, I get it. I get it. Like, whatever.
I mean, I'm
like, do your thing, LeBron. Play golf. I don't get, like, great.
Shout out Prize Picks.
He's not hurting anybody.
No.
LeBron's
it's just not very clever. It's dumb.
You're just dumb. That's fine if you're not a fan.
I just said it's dumb. It was dumb. That's all.
There's a lot of dumb
ass. But I like LeBron. I'll still root for him if he plays certain teams. I still think he's one of the greatest players of all time, all that stuff.
Like, how's Garoppolo's ad campaign going? Pretty dumb. He didn't even play football, but he's all over. Like, whatever, man.
What has Garoppolo done?
Is it is it the Subway sandwiches or, like, I don't, it's a bad ad because I can't remember. But he's got
some
all
chicken?
Kinds of, yeah. Good for you, Jimmy.
But the new vodka was the greatest.
I'm just curious why sometimes I wonder why LeBron activates people so much. I get it. You don't have to be a fan. Mm. But it's just like, woof. I don't feel like he's done anything that's so
awful.
No,
I respect him, man, off the court. The Bronny thing,
Travis Matthew, sorry. Travis Matthew is Jimmy Garoppolo's deal.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a clothing line.
I'm wearing a hat for it right now.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a golf brand. Yeah. Anyway.
What'd you think of
how you guys doing?
Kyle Shanahan?
You just listen to Kyle. Nobody asked him about Matt, the quarterback controversy.
I guess they...
I was disappointed.
I was... Nobody seemed to ask... No one seemed depressed on like, who's playing? Is there any chance Brock could play? Is Mac definitely going to play? Is there a chance that Adrian Martinez will start this game?
Somebody brought his name up, but yeah.
I mean, you should have attacked it a few different ways. I mean, you could have. He knew it was coming. He thought it was. But maybe, they know what's going on, the writers. Maybe they just... They're assuming, and rightfully so, that Mac Jones is going to start. And Purdy's
because that's nothing. What I'm assuming.
For sure.
Yeah.
Right.
Now that he's a complete non-participant.
But right? I would think if Mac's limited, now there might have been a question or two in there about what he needs to, what makes him limited and what does he need to do to practice fully. But I think it's pretty obvious that Mac Jones is going to quarterback Sunday.
And sounds like with his patchwork group of receivers, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Man, pretty much the same crew from the Rams game, it sounds like.
Did you guys hear what we were playing earlier with
it was Warriors
Steve Kerr?
I heard some of it, yeah. A little bit of it.
I read it, but I haven't heard it because you were talking about tone.
Yeah, I haven't
heard the tone yet.
All right, I'll just play it.
This should be just me. But
this is from yesterday. So Sunday, Kuminga plays. He played 14 minutes.
All roads.
And then he was asked about how it looked with Jonathan Kuminga.
There wasn't much spacing, which is the big concern. And but we've got to, you know, continue to give them some looks. I think Al kind of changes the equation here. I'm really intrigued to put Al and JK together, you know, with Draymond or Jimmy. Like, that lineup makes perfect sense. But, you know, it still feels to me like if we're trying to play Jimmy, JK, Draymond, just from the other night, immediately it was the spacing was not great, and it puts pressure on our offense to really have to execute. And but it's early in camp too, and so if we can execute the stuff we're trying to operate, then you know it can be effective. But it's just not a smooth fit.
Yeah, I mean, not a smooth fit, but wow. I do think that. Like the idea of Al Horford maybe unlocking JK. And one thing that we've talked a lot with Steve Kerr, and something that he actually has taught me to look for, is 2- and 3-man combinations. And if you look at last year and their 2- and 3-man combinations, most of them do not involve Jonathan Kuminga. Mm. The ones that do have Steph Curry in it. So if you look at what you talked about earlier, Steiny, about shooting, and you want to have 3 shooters out there at all time. And last year, we talked about this yesterday, they were 16th in the association in 3-point percentage. And that's not the way the Warriors can go about winning. So if you want to have 3 shooters out there, and you assume that Kuminga, Draymond, and Jimmy are not that, then, all right, you start to work backwards. You reverse engineer it, and you figure out what are the combinations where, all right, Jimmy and Draymond, they start with Steph, and you put Al around him and shooters around him, and when JK comes in, who can JK come in and play with? And the number one answer is Steph. So maybe Kuminga doesn't get to come in until maybe at the 6-minute mark when Steph is still playing, right? And Kuminga comes in and he plays 6 minutes, and then Curry goes out, and so does JK. And maybe it's you pair Kuminga with Curry throughout the majority of his minutes.
I appreciate the honesty. I wondered, was everybody under the impression that because a contract got agreed to, that somehow what we already knew to be true was now going to not be true anymore? That contract was not a kumbaya moment. No. I hope
as
everybody gets that.
As much as I thought
that.
It would be.
Like, that's not, like, well, we signed a deal, so now JK, now we're doing 32 minutes a night, and now it's all going to work. All he promised last year was that they would look at it in camp. He said right there again, we're gonna give this more time. But picking up right where they left off, I would imagine it to be the same thing it was when we left, which was not a good fit. You know, so yeah.
If somebody can tell me what's changed, then maybe I'd look at it a little differently.
And I don't think it serves the Warriors to poke everybody and get them all excited from an emotional standpoint about a lengthy marriage.
So January couldn't come fast enough.
Well,
it felt like that, and I'm that's me doing it on that. I was like, whoa.
Like, I mean, I just that's option A. That's been option A. That's, I think, for both parties. So, yeah, like, I, and you know, the everything as far as data and the way this all played out last year, it's all there for everybody to see. But a lot of people just don't, they don't want it that way.
Yeah,
because
dibs.
They want to, you know, they want to hammer somebody for doing something wrong.
Yeah, and if I want to dumb it down, Dibs, I'm shocked at those numbers with Kuminga and Curry, because I feel like the way Kuminga wants to play, and this is going to sound crazy, the biggest guy in his way is the chef, because it goes through him, and he hadn't picked up on how to play without the Rock and that stuff, and that's why against Minnesota, although they lost, he was able, because he's looking around like, I'm the only one that can, you know, create. It's on me. And that's what type of environment he needs to thrive.
Yeah.
But he never finessed, how can I play with the chef and pick that up?
Well, I think about, like, when the chef is not out there, if it's Draymond, well, Draymond Green is looking to penetrate and get a shooter involved, and that's not JK.
Oh,
and Jimmy Butler, it is give me the ball and let me cook, and that's what JK does. And so even if you go to Pods, like Pods is a little bit of a – he's like a point guard out there where he wants to do what he does and then also get some people involved, and that's not JK. So Kuminga is a guy who needs the ball to be able to cook, and if even if Curry's out there, well, Curry is so good – that he can take 4, 5, or 6 minutes off and be the decoy. And then Kuminga can go out there and cook. And Jimmy Butler's not that decoy. Draymond's not. Horford is a stand-and-be-still shooter. So in terms of what Kuminga needs, he needs that sort of a decoy. It's almost like I look at Christian McCaffrey, and if you are, I don't know, Kendrick Bourne, and McCaffrey's out there, well, Kendrick, you can cook because McCaffrey's going to get all the attention of the defense, and I do think that's where Kuminga is offensively.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM, and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Yeah, I mean, what crossed my mind while Dibs was saying that is, yes, I believe Jonathan Kuminga has to play with Curry or Jimmy Butler. It can't be both. Because if it's with both, he's a third option, so that doesn't serve his needs. But I also think if he plays without either of them, that's a nightmare, because then he's going to be the guy that everybody's kind of has their eyes on, and I don't think he's prepared for that role. So, like, I think this is what it's all about. Like, they want him to figure out how to be that third guy without dominating the ball as much as the other two guys. They want him to be the guy who gets 19 without any plays called for him, couple fast break dunks, put back here and there, get to the line, couple mid-range, you look up, oh man, Kuminga at 18 and 7, and we didn't run a play for him. I think that's what they want.
Well, I think another way of saying that, actually, when you say, oh, you know, they want this from this player and they want that from that player, I think they want the same thing from all their players. I think they want them to play a certain way. I think they want them to play the system. We're watching it right now with Kyle Shanahan with the 49ers, where multiple quarterbacks can go in and win football games, and I have no issue with that. And for me, that's the hard part about – listening to or having the all roads lead to Kuminga and take a shot at Kuminga and all the things that we joke about. The hard part for me is hearing so many people seem to be invested in exactly what Jonathan does rather than being invested in what the Warriors do. I want the Warriors to win basketball games. And what Steve Kerr's been trying to say for the last couple of years is when he puts Jonathan in with lineup A, the Warriors don't play their best basketball. So why the hell would we keep doing that? Just because we want to go on some exploratory mission to see who JK is. That's wonderful, but that's not what – I don't know about y'all. That's not what I'm here for. I'm here for the Warriors to play their absolute best. That's what I want to see. And he has not been able to do that with their best players. It's not a knock on him.
And it's not 1 year. It's 4 years worth.
I don't know. Everybody who's like, you can't guard JK. You ISO him on the wing. I heard the guy call into you guys. Who wants that? Why do we want someone to ISO Joe? That doesn't win basketball games. There's lots of teams out there doing that.
But it's the best thing that he does.
Right. Right. So, I don't know. Is it wrong for any coach? Forget the Warriors. Is it wrong for any coach to want his or her players to play the way that the system calls for them to play?
And Kerr also mentioned the guys in Jonathan's class that I thought was interesting. They got
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Paid, but they're in situations where they could go Jimmy Jack the ball.
Yeah.
And take shot. And when he said that, and Stoney didn't play that part, that's when I was like, oh, he's really keeping it P100.
They don't win.
No doubt about it.
And you could look at his draft class and all that those guys, yeah, like Cade Cunningham, Bogner, Detroit. I think that they were Barnes, 17-65 his rookie year, and he got hurt, by the way. Wagner in Orlando, you were terrible. Jalen Green in Houston, you were awful. And so we can go through Barnes and all the rest of them. All of you guys, even Jalen Suggs, another Orlando, you all went to teams that stunk. And Kuminga went to the Warriors, and you won the title. So to say that Kuminga got a, quote, raw deal is unfair, and it's circumstantial because he got to a team that actually was hoping to win a title, and they did win a title. So it's unfortunate for him individually, but as a collective, he got to win a championship. And Cade Cunningham went out there, and he had a season ender on a team that was terrible, and all the rest of those guys were on really, really bad teams. So, yeah, they got the bag at the end of it, but even Orlando and Detroit, like, Detroit's finally relevant-ish.
Yeah.
I mean,
they had a good season last year. Cade's a dude. I got you.
Totally a dude. Yeah. But it's taken 4 years of that for them to get to the point where, you know, they're actually relevant.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I'm just...
No, go ahead.
We talk about Kuminga being a baby. Guy, 8 to 22 years old, and I get it. But, man, to be here with the leadership and the guys going to the Hall of Fame, including your coach, Ron Adams of the world, the fact that, you know, you had Kenny Atkinson, I'll throw him in. The bottom line is if Kuminga were right here to my left, let's say you... I don't care, 15, 16 years old. How did you not grow to be able to do the things that they're saying you need to work on to get it on the floor and be an asset and be able to play off of Dibbs, Steinier? That's what I hate. It's not 1 year I could get, but 4 years, and you didn't go to the lab to work on the stuff that you knew would get you more minutes? Because other stuff comes easy. I can fly. You can do all that. But how did you? So I blame everybody I want to. But, Jonathan, that's on you, man.
That's not the player he wants to be. And by the way, this is not a unique story at all. I know it is for us because he's on the Warriors and it's been all kind of dramatic and everything. But, like,
he said that's not who he wants to be.
No, there's tons of players around the league who sort of see it this way. And they're not always wrong, depending on what your goal is. And in fact, I think it's way more common than the opposite. A player comes into the league, and goal number one is not winning and fitting in. Goal number one is to get paid. And I'm not mad at that at all. I get it. That might be the way I thought about it if I were a 21-year-old NBA hooper. Do you know what I mean? Like, Jordan Poole didn't look mad when he ended up on the Wizards. Mm. He got, right? What is the famous thing? Him and we're going to get a bag. Not we got a ring. We're going to get a bag. That's the thought process for most human beings. And Jonathan clearly at a certain point decided what I want to do is show the world that I can be that max player. And he believes in himself. So that's wonderful. Dibs knows the line I'm going to use next. I say it all the time. That job's full here.
Mm.
So,
well, the other thing I would say is I actually don't think superstars are great teammates to young players. I for the most part, like, I think Michael Jordan was a terrible teammate to younger players. Larry Bird and McHale and Parrish and those guys, they weren't great. They didn't usher in D. Brown, really. Like, they know what a champion looks like, and they tend to stick to their champion teammates. And I think that's been like an underlying issue, not issue, but it's been an underlying theme here where, you know, the old champions are caught between, you know, wanting to help Jonathan Kuminga and the young players, but also knowing that they're far away from being those players, and they don't like the way they hear people talking about how great Kuminga is, I think, when they see him every single day.
And the other piece of it is, like, the whole idea of player development. This is where it really kind of sticks in my craw about Steve Kerr and player development. Here's an idea. You're the player. How about you get better? Because Steve Kerr has you for 82 games a year and however many practices, which is not that many, and you have the chance to go out there and, I don't know, get better. And you look at so many players. Jordan Poole's a great example where Jordan Poole came in and he was awful during that pandemic season. He went to the G League, and what happened? He got better.
Incredible.
He got better. He averaged 20 a game. They won the title. However you want to look at that 20 a game, he did what he did. He got the bag.
You know I'm a fan.
And he got dealt. I know you are. I know you are. And for me, it's not about me being a fan or not being a fan.
He got better.
It's about you getting better. And I think about your almost nemesis, your almost rival, Jordan Bell, who you wanted to play him one-on-one. And you know what? Looking back, I like your chances because he did not get better. There's a guy who...
Well, he wasn't a seventh-round pick like Kuminga is.
No, but go out there and get better.
Oh, oh.
Like, you're a basketball player in the association. Go out there and get better. Think about Juan Toscano-Anderson, a guy who was kicked around.
Yeah.
GP2, a guy who could not stick anywhere, and yet they fought. They worked. They got better. And I know that JTA is now playing for Los Capitanes in Mexico, but... He made a nice little run. Yeah. He got better to the point where he's a champion. So this is not to put it all on Kuminga, but you know what? If you're a young player, 22, go get better.
When's Cosell coming up?
3:15.
Nice. Yeah. Greg Cosell, 3:15.
Too bad you have to leave. I was about to go out of my way to praise you. I was about to give you a gigantic bouquet.
He'll stay. Right, well, his jacket is still on the chair.
I'll take your comments off the air.
No, that's a
you're
new
not
one.
On 95.7 again.
Where's your jacket?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on the team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.